And I repeat that panel discussion was recorded by the space show some years ago, so some of the material is now well out of date, but there's still much of relevance in that talk. And we were talking there earlier on in that discussion about Australian satellites and so on. Well, this is a feature on the Buccaneer main mission, which was recently launched and was supplied to the space show by the Australian Defence Force.
I love the fact that we've touched something that is now in space. We had just launched early March. Our launch service provider was SpaceX.
Buccaneer main, deploy confirmed.
We were here at the ground station that night, and then we detected those first comms overhead. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Here they go. Now it's just beginning to establish the link, and we've been starting to see actual data.
There's a huge amount of ADF capability that is dependent on space. Position, navigation and timing, PNT. You have communications, surveillance, and now we can start looking at what can we cheaply design here in Australia, get up into orbit, and actually deliver for defence. Every day, the spacecraft will basically orbit around the Earth. It does that about 13 to 14 times throughout the day, and so it will come over Australia about 2 to 3 times a day, where we'll be here in the Buccaneer main mission ground station control room. During that time, we'll have about 15 minutes of communication with the spacecraft at each time. DSTG designed the ground station system, as well as the two payloads that go into that spacecraft. For the primary payload, it was DSTG. And then for the secondary payload, it was DSTG with UniSA. The bus itself, which is everything that's not the scientific payloads, was provided by Innovor Technologies. They designed the spacecraft itself and then provided that bus to us. And then our team then took that bus, combined it with the payloads, and then ran through the full space qualification tests that are required to get the spacecraft onto orbit, as well as further mission assurance tests to ensure that it's actually going to be reliable and deliver the outcomes we want for defence. Our team here has built up a huge amount of experience across the full life cycle of a space mission. For Buccaneer main mission, we've gone from the concept design and requirements all the way through the assembly, integration and test and the qualification, all the way into operations. And so now we're actively operating the mission. And the great thing about learning that entire life cycle is that we can then go and apply that to effectively any defense space mission. The team has worked through a huge amount of problems and produced a lot of great work, and it's awesome that we're here where we are now.
So things are not as bad now as they seem to have been way back when we recorded that discussion we had. Yes, there's lots to be hopeful now about the Australian space industry.